Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Eli, my man, let's go.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 10 o'clock tonight. We have a show tonight that's kind of going all over the place, and I actually like those shows. We will talk about the Cubs losing the finale to the White Sox yesterday and then losing today over at Wrigley Field before they head off to take on Atlanta down in Atlanta. I would like to have a conversation with you about why you're so mad. I also want to find out, if you haven't been paying attention on Twitter, Herb has been fighting White Sox fans like Neo in the Matrix, man. He has been looking at all these Mr. Smiths and just fighting them every which way he can. So at some point tonight, I'm going to hand the floor over to Herbie, figure out why he's so mad and why people are so mad at him from White Sox Nation. He's got some thoughts, and quite honestly, I agree with a lot of them, which is striking because we all know that Herb is either 100% right or 100% wrong. Whatever his take is, it's either amen, hallelujah, or that guy's crazy and should be locked up. Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock! Oh, is it not time to? I'll move on to some other things. Bruce Levine is going to join me at 8 o'clock. I want to talk with Bruce because he wrote the story on 670thescore.com. You heard Shep talking about it in the update about Ben Zobrist's shoes and why. I'm not sure why MLB cares so much. I need MLB to calm down on a lot of fronts. I need them to calm down on uniform restriction. I need them to calm down on what type of bat you can have. And I definitely need them to calm down about what type of shoes a guy can wear. Especially when the guy makes the case for, oh, I'm wearing these shoes so that I can honor the game, and makes a really compelling case for it. So maybe MLB will turn a blind eye and they'll just say, forget it, it doesn't matter. And then go, Benny, you can wear your shoes. Maybe that's what, no, Eli, you don't think that's what they'll do?
That's the worst walk-up song in walk-up song history.
It's his wife. What's he going to do? Be like, no, honey, I really don't want to play this song that you, this remake that you worked really hard on. I'm not going to use it. Jason, I saw Goff on his show on Fox with Shay, and he made a good point. It might be time for a couple of the guys from the Cubs to do new walk-up music. Rizzo needs new walk-up music, which, of course, he stole from Starlin Castro. But this weekend, he was doing like a remix of the Yodeling Dude. So he had that, which is new. Chris Bryant could probably use a new walk-up song other than Jump Jump, even though it's perfect because it's crisscross and spelled the same and blah, 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 blah. So maybe we'll discuss that at some point. Luke Thomas, who's one of my favorite guests, will be on at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk MMA and we're going to talk boxing, and I'm sure I'm going to ask him what he thinks about the Supreme Court ruling that was made public today in support of the 10th Amendment. Now, gambling across the country can be legal if your state chooses that they want to go down that road. So I called in an expert, Joe Ostrowski, who hosts the Early Odds podcast. He also talks baseball with us once a week, was nice enough to drive in the monsoon that is going on outside to be here with me. What's up, Joe?
Whoa!
I know you're excited,
dude,
about this.
I am so pumped. Like, it's been hard all day for me to calm down. Mitch Rosen walked into the update studio after he saw that I tweeted once again, because we've been waiting date after date. Maybe this is the day, because many of us that have been paying attention, while some around the country have been blindsided, knew this was coming. It was just a matter of when. Was it going to be this Monday, next Monday, the following Tuesday? When was it going to happen? And he asked me, and I said, you know what? I have a gut feeling on this. I think something's going to go down, because these oral arguments started 6 months ago back in December, and it was obvious the road that they were going to go down, and it felt right, even though some were predicting March, April, sitting here in the middle of May, and I'm still shocked that it happened. Today's been an absolute whirlwind. Even though I knew it was coming, I'm still shocked.
So what does this mean? It's because I looked at it, and I've been looking at a couple different interpretations, been looking at different maps of the country, and, well, maybe 32 out of the 50, maybe that number's 28. What happens next? Because I imagine like a state like New Jersey's ready to roll. Like, yes, they've been waiting for this. They were the ones that they helped push this to the Supreme Court.
Chris Christie,
one of the people that did it.
He's in charge, yeah.
I imagine that they're ready. But for other states, and our state in particular, how does this work?
All right. For people that had no idea what's happening, PASPA was overturned today. It's a 6-year court case. That's how long this has been going on. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And what they decided...
PASPA, the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act.
It banned sports betting across this country, every state except for the state of Nevada. And it's been that way since 1992. That changed today. They ruled in favor of New Jersey. Now, it doesn't mean, oh, now there's going to be a big court case for every single state that wants in. No. It means, Jersey, you're good to go. PASPA, get out. This is unconstitutional. So now, floodgates wide open. There have been states that are already ready that you suggested. Jersey, one of them. Here are the other states that we're going to see very quickly within the next month to month and a half where there's going to be sports betting legalized. West Virginia's right there. I mean, a signature away. That's going to happen soon. Mississippi, they said today, about 45 days away. Pennsylvania's going to happen. Connecticut's going to happen. Those are the five states. Bills have already been passed. States that have bills introduced but not passed yet, there are 14 of them, including Illinois. And I was actually looking earlier today. There have been 5 sports betting bills introduced in the state of Illinois, including former NFL player Napoleon Harris, who I talked to on Early Odds a couple months ago. Hopefully I can catch up with him at some point this week. He introduced that bill. And it was funny. You take a look at the map. You mentioned the map earlier. You see Illinois, and then the entire Midwest is covered almost.
That's right.
You see Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, Iowa, Missouri, there's Kansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, go out west to California, South Carolina, Rhode Island, and Maryland. Those are your 14 states that are on that next level. I would expect before football season, at the very least, we will see a double-digit number of states that have legal sports betting. In a year or so, half the country. I don't think we'll ever get to the point where the entire country has passed it.
Yeah, I don't see Utah passing it.
Yeah, there are certain states. I heard an interview earlier, Daniel Wallach, who we've had on the show before, and he lives in Florida, and he was bringing up Florida about Disney's influence. And I never, something you don't think about. You don't know about all the politics involved in these different states that we don't live in. So, yeah, there will always be some states where they don't have it. And I know we always laugh at Illinois. We know how broke the state is. And can they get anything together? A few years ago, they couldn't even pass a daily fantasy bill. But the money involved here is nothing, nothing compared to daily fantasy. There is $150 billion bet illegally annually on sports. So now some states are going to capitalize.
My worry about this state in particular is the level of corruption.
Mm.
And how many people want their hands in this? And then you add in, and I know this is something that will go on nationwide, but particularly in our state, where the racetracks and the casinos, I'm guessing they get first crack at this, that they'll be the first places where this can be implemented. How does Well, we'll get to the leagues in a second, but I'm just curious on how does it now start? Like, where's the first place that someone can legally place a bet once we get through the political process of having a bill passed in our state, if our state does pass a bill?
Yeah, you're on it. So let's look at New Jersey to start with, because they're going to be the first one. And in 2 weeks, Monmouth Park is going to be taking sports bets. They have machines already there, on site, ready to go.
Wow.
They were ready for this day. And everybody that's been following this knew this was happening going back to December 4th, those oral arguments. Just by listening to the questions that were asked, you knew which way they were leaning. Most were expecting it maybe a 5-4, a 6-3 vote. But then it comes down today that it was a 7-2 vote. What you mentioned, the racetracks and the casinos, I think that's where it starts, brick and mortar places. But for this to work long term, for them to maximize what they want out of this, meaning the states, has to be on our phones.
Absolutely.
It's a must, no question. People ask me, well, if I don't want to drive 20 minutes to go place a bet, I like doing it on my computer. I can do that right now, even though it's illegally, it's a bit of a hassle with the money. Totally get it. In this world, 2018 has to be on our phones.
Yeah, I thought about that this afternoon. I'm someone that occasionally places a wager when I'm in Las Vegas. And I thought about it today. I'm sitting there going, as much as I enjoy going to Rivers or Arlington, I'm not doing that to go place a bet if something passes. So there's got to be something that's closer, or now in the world that we live in, you've got to be able to, if you're ready to make that bet, it's got to happen on your phone. I don't see, while I see people being at the track, like if you're there for the Arlington Million, for example,
sure,
and you're like, okay, well, let me place a bet. Let me place a wager on what the Bulls are going to do tonight or whatever. Cool. But I don't see your heavy-duty gambler wanting to have to leave the comfort of their home to do this.
And on top of that, this is getting taxed, right? So where are you pulling the tax money from? So people that don't bet, typically, if you want to bet on the Bears as 7-point underdogs against the Packers in week one, normally what you do is you pay $1.10. What that means is if you want to win $100, you have to bet $110. So that 10 cents, the juice, is going to the books. Well, okay, the state's getting their cut. What is the juice typically going to be? Is it going to be minus 115? Is it going to be minus 120? Okay, if I go to my Bovada account and I can get the Bears plus 7 and it's minus 110 there, why would I go on my app or why would I drive 10 minutes to an OTB near my home to pay more than that? Unless it's just out of convenience. And this is, I've been asked today, who does this really hurt? It can really hurt the offshore sites. This could be some damage to them. They're going to need to beat some of these states' the state prices that are out there. That's going to have to be their one advantage. And the other thing is, you win a bet offshore. Okay, how do I get paid? I want to get paid. Well, you can order a check. Check shows up in about 3 to 5 weeks, maybe. And it doesn't have to. Your money's not protected. That's a reason to bet in state. Or I want to move money around. I want to move money to this account or that account. Sportsbook.ag, if you sign up there right now, they don't take your credit. You can't send cash from your bank account. They only take Bitcoin now. That is big among sports bettors. Most of the world, Bitcoin? No. I'll go to another website. So I think it could really hurt the offshore sites. But see, the advantage that they have, sports bettors around the world, they have the information. They have the database. FanDuel and DraftKings. Oh, I thought you weren't sports betting. They're announcing today, this is going to be huge. We want in some way, and they might offer a different way to bet. Maybe you bet against somebody, a different angle.
But their database is valuable as hell.
Massive database that they've acquired over the past 5 years. And we remember a few years ago when the ads were in our face everywhere. Is that going to come back with sports betting?
It should.
You turn on a soccer game, you watch soccer, right?
All the time. It's
and
all
how many
over
times
the place.
Are they like, Halftime show brought to you by Bet365.
It's there on the dashboards when you're watching Arsenal games. Like, you have the places where you can bet in Premier League or in Bundesliga. You can see that stuff all the time.
The media coverage is fascinating to me. I don't know if our listeners care about it, but how people handle this, and are they going to put people, some of their media coverage, are they going to put people in bad spots to look really dumb in front of a lot of people? Are they going to go over the top and just talk sports betting and not talk about sport? You know, I'm as big of a proponent for sports betting as anybody.
I think your approach to talking about it has been perfect.
There are a lot of mistakes that can be made. Yeah, I hear complaints about other shows. Oh, I don't like the way they do this. You have to be careful about it. There are a lot of people listening right now. They may be interested in this conversation about what's going to happen in this country, where it's going to be legal. Never bet in their life. I put a poll on Twitter today. I was actually a little surprised because I figured with my followers, there's going to be a big slant. I'm sure a good amount of them are into sports betting because I tweet about that a lot, and it covers some of that with my podcast, all that kind of stuff. So I just put a three-option question out there. What's your relationship with sports betting? Do you already bet? This doesn't really matter to you. You're going to bet offshore. You're going to bet locally, in state, whatever. Nothing changes. Or I will bet if it's legal in my area, or I'm not going to bet no matter what. Already bet was 32%. I will never bet anyways, 25%. 43% said they will bet if it's legal. And that just proves to you, I know it's a smaller sample size, but it just proves that this is going to be all new to a lot of people. This is going to bring in a lot of people. And this is fantastic news for Las Vegas. People thought immediately it was bad for Vegas.
Why did people think it was bad for Vegas?
That it will stop them from traveling out there. Do you know any people that travel to Vegas to only bet on sports? It's about the entire experience.
Yeah.
You probably also know people that would like to bet on sports, but they walk into a sports book and they're intimidated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you do this, you learn a little bit about it, and you're more willing to place a wager. I think for most people, I know people kind of mess with me and say I'm a degenerate and all that, and I play into that, but this is about entertainment. And Major League Baseball and the NBA are well aware that's the deal with most people in this country that bet on sports. And it's really, really good business for them to be in on this, even in a rout, even in a game that seems over. With live in-game wagering, people are going to be invested all the way to the end.
It's funny because that was the prism from which I'm looking at this through is television. Because, you know, I teach media class.
Yeah.
These types of things interest me. If you look at what's propping up television right now, it's live events. If you look at the top 50 shows from 2017 in ratings, 44 of them were sports. And I believe 36 of them were the NFL. And there's three award shows in there, too. Scripted shows, while we love them, are great. But live is what ends up moving the needle. Sports, that's why you're seeing sports rights fees go through the roof. While you see networks that are desperate to have that level of live programming on their network because it's the only thing that, at least for now, is DVR proof.
And people love to binge watch.
They do.
Some people wait intentionally. I don't want to wait because then I watch an episode, I'm all excited for what happens next, and now I have to wait a week. And then I kind of forgot what happened too.
With the gambling aspect, it being legal, I actually think, at least in the short term, my hypothesis is that it will make sports leagues and sports teams more valuable in the short term.
Oh, and what's around the corner? 2020. Cubs television contract. Just saying.
2021, new agreement, new CBA between NFL and its players as well. And now the players are like, okay, is this going to raise salaries? Is the added revenue, because I think that it's going to generate more revenue from the television networks, does that raise salary? It should. Are they willing to fight for it? And how hard will they be willing to fight for? It's the whole thing is fascinating. You have a few more minutes?
Yeah, there's a lot more I'd like to talk about, too.
Because we haven't even talked about the league's perspective on this, and I want to get your thoughts on this. By the way, this segment being brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer, longer, whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. If you need legal advice by a reputable attorney, send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice or look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice. Sports betting around the country is now legal if your state wants it. I'm talking with Joe Ostrowski about what that means. We'll continue the conversation next here on The Score.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski. Where we come from, we say Joe. Everybody call each other Joe. It's part of a language you must know. What's up, Joe? What's up, Joe? Where we come from, we say Joe. Everybody call each other Joe. It's part of a language you must know. What's up, Joe? What's up, Joe?
Get familiar with the name Joe Ostrowski, because if you're someone who lives in the world of gambling, or maybe you want to try and figure out, what do I do about sports betting now that it might be legal in the state of Illinois? He's a guy that can help you through it. Follow him on Twitter at JoeO670. Joe, first of all, look, I know that you got a quick turnaround because you got to come back here and do updates in the morning for the Mully and Hanley show. So I don't want to waste a lot of your time.
I don't even know if I can go home and go to sleep, though. That's going to be the issue.
Because it's like Christmas?
Yeah. People are tweeting me that all day. And it's no joke. It really is. It's funny. This morning, I was in the update studio before this news came down. I was looking at the schedule, the Cubs schedule, going to Atlanta, being the Eastern time. I was like, oh, man, I won't be able to go on with Lawrence this week. And then this happened.
Well, I was going to put you on anyway because there was some baseball stuff that I wanted to talk with you about. But, yeah, we really only have one show unless there's a rainout this week. And that's why I wanted to make sure that your voice was heard. Because when you were the EP of this show, you were the calming voice whenever we talked about gambling. So I think that with this audience, you have a lot of capital already built up that people know that you know what you're talking about. Let's talk about impact on the leagues. I think that you're right when you brought up the NBA and MLB that they have been prepping for this. The statement I saw from the NFL today.
Yeah.
It further lets me know that they are not prepared for this. What are some of the hurdles that this is going to have to jump over to get all of the leagues online with this?
Okay, you're right. And I did laugh when I saw the NFL statement. But what we have to remember is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to them because people are going to bet on the NFL every single game, no matter what trash matchup that they throw out there, people are going to go all in and they're going to be betting on the NFL in game, at halftime, prop bets on the number of touchdowns Mitchell Trubisky's going to throw and his yardage over or under. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter if they're all in. It truly helps the other sports. MLB, NBA, huge. Helps MLS. Darren Rovell thought that they are going to be one of the big beneficiaries to this. You know who else? PGA. Golf betting, I've learned, is a lot of fun. And when Tiger's in the mix like he was this weekend and he finished in 11th place, or what some people call the fifth major at the Players, the PGA is going to do well with this. And the tournaments that they have on DraftKings for Golf Daily Fantasy are almost as popular as the ones on the NFL.
Really?
They have entries of hundreds of thousands that fill up on a Thursday before a tournament starts.
Wow.
It's arguably, and it's only once a week, so I can't go there, but it is arguably right there, number two or number three as far as most popular daily fantasy sports. There's more volume in baseball and the NBA with the daily games. But yeah, it's NBA, Major League Baseball going to help a ton. The NFL, it doesn't really matter. I think there's very little interest. In NHL, it's tough to bet. You pick a winner or you play the puck line. There's not as much to bet. There aren't a lot of prop bets like there are in the NFL.
When we see the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, whomever, talk about the concept of integrity of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I really wince at that, and I know they want their cut,
it's
right? Isn't that what it is?
It's all garbage.
Because people are already betting on these things.
Garbage.
Already, they're moving. NFL's moving a team to Las Vegas.
Raiders in Vegas. The Golden Knights playing in the Western Conference semifinals tonight as an expansion team. There's a WNBA team that is going over there. They have an arena, as you know, off the strip that could have maybe a Super Bowl, a Final Four, all sorts of main events. The dark ages are over. Remember, it wasn't that long ago. There's never going to be a team in Vegas.
5 years ago, Joe.
That will never, ever
happen.
It was
5 years ago that people around the NFL were saying that. And now look at what's happened since then.
Completely flipped. Now the headline says, integrity fee. Leagues want 1%. Most of America looks at that and says, oh, that's not bad. Sure, they want their cut. You're betting on their sport. That makes a lot of sense. Let me break this down for you. 1% is an enormous amount of money. Not 1% of wins, 1% of all bets, which is equivalent to 20 to 25% of the profit of sportsbooks because they're living on that 5% edge. That's where they make their money. So remember, there are a lot of bets made that are losers on both sides, and they want 1% of every dollar wagered. It's crap. Hands are out. I don't think they'll get that. But really, the more I thought about this today, and people are making the assumption that the leagues are going to be involved, and they might be, and I see why they want to be. Of course they do, because they're going to get paid. Your state, why do you need to bring them in? Why do you need to give them money? And this has worked for decades and decades with Vegas, and they don't have the leagues involved. As a state, why don't you talk to some of the bookmakers? They already are, by the way. That have been doing this for years about the inner workings, everything that goes on behind the scenes and how they come up with stuff, or maybe work out a deal. We're just going to follow your lines. Let's set up a computer system. As you switch games, we're going to switch games here. As a state, I don't see why you have to have the leagues involved. Here's my big concern, because I was asked today, what's the downside? It's tough to come up with one, because if you want to bet, you can bet. As Joe Madden said, well, I already viewed it as being legal because you can go ahead and do it. And what are the repercussions? What's going to happen? Is the one downside I came up with is college sports. They don't get paid. High revenue sports, we always talk about. I think we're all in agreement that the revenue generating sports like football and men's basketball should be paid. But as of right now, they're not. So I could see a game being fixed. Professionals, millionaires.
They're making
too much money. You get busted, your career is over forever. You're never going to get another game check. You're Pete Rose. Look at how he's viewed. Is that going to change? That's a whole nother conversation.
I'm not sure, but like
you ride the buses with these college kids. I mean, hey, you're not making any money. They're just scraping by with free meals for the basketball team?
They're much closer to the 1919 White Sox than professional athletes are today.
Not happening.
People have brought that up today in discussions I've seen on Twitter, and it's like, it's not even close. Like, when you're talking about a minute, I'm not saying that there aren't people that could eventually be enticed, but the
it's already happening, though.
Right. Betting, it's not like betting hasn't been going on. So I am curious to see how that's what I do wonder about. Does the NFL, if they don't get their taste, do they leverage lawmakers? Do they leverage lawmakers in particular states until they get their taste? Do they slow this thing down to a crawl so that the states don't get their money because they can't get something pushed through? That's where I think that they do have, because they clearly have a lot of influence on the way things go. So how does that affect what we end up seeing in implementing all of this?
Do you trust that this gets worked out in this state?
Honestly, like, that's what I've been sitting thinking about all day.
Yeah.
Look at how many of our leaders have been found to be corrupt in this state. We got governors going to jail, you know, because of corruption. And this is a state where, I mean,
even though we have the lottery, we can go to the casino, we can go to the racetrack, I can go to my gas station and sit at a slot machine.
And that money is supposed to be earmarked so it goes to the schools. And you wonder, like, are our state legislators, are they doing that? Are we? Is the money going where it's supposed to go? How will this get divided up? And beyond the state, think about Chicago politics and how many Chicago polls are going to have their hands out so that they get an opportunity. You know what? At some point, maybe me and John Cash should do an interview so we could talk about this and because I'm sure that he's got thoughts on it too. Joe, I got one more segment. Can you do one more segment?
Let's do it.
All right, more with Joe Ostrowski on this. If you got some questions you want to throw Joe's way, you want to text them to us, 670-11. You can also call us at 312-644-6767. We're talking gambling. It's legal now. Well, at least if your state passes it. It's legal to actually have the conversation. But maybe? Yeah, it's going to happen. Back after this on the Score. I've got Joe Ostrowski in the house. You should be following him on Twitter. It's a good time to start following Joe at JoeO670. So, Joe, for the person that's in their car right now, and thank you for listening if you're driving through this torrential rain that's been going through. I appreciate it. For the person that's in their car right now that isn't a gambler, they're saying, why are you guys talking about this? Like, what? How does this affect them? And what should they be paying attention to? What's important?
Wow, that is tough to say, because this, we hinted at it earlier, this is going to change media coverage. We're going to hear from a lot of people that are sick and tired of the over-the-top sports betting coverage, and it's all about how you handle it. I run into people that say, you know what, I don't bet on sports at all, but I like listening to your podcast because I learn stuff. I think more people are willing to listen to sports betting talk if you do it right, because there's an opportunity to learn a lot from a lot of smart people that are paying attention to where the money is going. Okay, why is the money going there? The Bears stink, and the Vikings are really good. Even though the game's at Soldier Field, why are the Bears only 3-point underdogs? What am I missing? And as a sports fan, it forces you to dig a little deeper if you want to go that route and pay attention to it. I try to avoid the whole fantasy football angle. I don't talk about my bets on Twitter. Once in a while, I'll throw it out there, but I also don't want people blindly following me and then complaining to me later about a buzzer beater shot they lost a bet on, like it was my fault. Touts are the worst. And this is a big negative angle.
What's a tout?
A tout is Big Doug. Okay. 555-555-555.
Right. But he was spoofing.
Yes. That. He was making fun of those people.
Correct. And I mean, we've had the commercials.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we will again. We've had the commercials of the what's that dude's name who's like crazy, went off the Wayne Allen route.
Yes.
Remember him?
Yeah, he was doing shows with Kopic on Sunday mornings. You ever run into those?
No, never.
Orange hair Kopic, never?
All I know is that guy kind of has gone a little...
I can tell you some stories about touts, and this is why it's bad to be a tout. Not only are you a scumbag selling picks, trying to make money off someone, just trying to have some entertainment on Sunday, but what people don't know about touts is, let's go back in the day. See, this doesn't happen as much anymore. I cringe when I hear certain touts on radio stations across the country. And sometimes I'll reach out to them like, dude, that's a really bad look. Don't do that. What people don't know is sometimes they'll do interviews in different sports radio stations across the country. And before streaming, this was prevalent. Bears Packers. They make a pick on a game. Oh, I'm in Chicago. They're gonna pick this side. Pick the Bears side. When they're on New York radio, they pick the Green Bay side. Why? Well, half of them is going to be happy. Half of them might use that phone number to call. Happens a lot. And thankfully, a lot of those touts have been pushed out. And now it's embarrassing to be one of those guys. And places like VSiN, where they house my podcast, and now we have Brent Musburger on the station every single week, a lot of close with a lot of people out there,
I've had conversations with doing stuff with them in the past, and their number one thing from day one when they launched March Madness last year, actually the Super Bowl last year, they did a soft launch. Their number one thing is, no.
We don't sell picks.
Out on touts. We're not doing the tout thing. We're here to entertain, have some fun, and provide information. And I think that's why a lot of people listen to this station. Don't you think?
I do. And I think that not that we're angels of any sort. And occasionally I do complain about my own fantasy team. But I often have felt that whenever we start the conversation about fantasy football, it should always be through the lens of the NFL. We're talking about the NFL. We just happen to be kind of talking about it from a fantasy perspective. It can't just be, well, here's my lineup for my team this week. That's boring.
If you listen to my fantasy show on Sunday mornings during the football season, I don't take calls. And sometimes people complain, why don't you take calls? Like they do when they do the segment with Charchian. You know why? Because I don't care about Bob and Woodridge lineup decision. So why do the listeners care about Bob? Text me, tweet me the players you want to hear us discuss, and we will talk about them. I'm more than willing to do that. But I don't care about your lineup. I know the listener does not care about your lineup because the chances that they are in the exact same predicament, very slim.
Yeah, and that's the, at least in my view, that's the way to do it. Have a big picture ideal of, well, we're talking about the league. You know, we're not talking about who's on my team this week and whether this is better than this for this particular person. It's okay. Well, let's look at some scenarios. Let's look at the top 20 players at a particular position. Let's find out if one matchup is better for whatever reason. And if you can do it in a way where the listener is learning something from it, I think that that's more valuable than. And
this is a hell of a wide receiver, but he's going up against Xavier Rhodes, and he shadows, and he plays this side of the field most of the time. Like, that is stuff I think people are looking for. You know, listener today is much more knowledgeable than ever before. There is
absolutely
so much information out there. It's not the day and age of calling the MLB to get a stat, okay?
Or it's pulling out the sports almanac when you're here.
Or getting out of his old drawers.
Or sports phone. Or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
You've got all the stuff at your fingertips. And yes, expert opinion, I think, is important. And I think it's a big portion of what we do. But I also agree with you that we have to be very careful. Listen, I am not an expert on this. I will do my best to learn as much as I can. But I will never, you'll never hear me put myself out there as a gambling expert. Because I'm not. I try to bring in people who are smarter than me. They can talk about gambling on this show. Because when I do it very rarely, and I usually do it. I've never placed a sports bet outside of Las Vegas. Never. And it would be disingenuous of me to now act as if I am some sort of gambling expert. I'm not. I am. I will tell you that the way that I look at this, I'm looking at this from how does it affect broadcasting?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm fascinated by the political bleep storm that's getting ready to happen in this city and this state. Because I'm not convinced, because I've seen some people speculate in 2 years we'll be up and running in the state of Illinois.
Because there are bills on the table. Well, there's, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, there are 5 bills on the table.
I'm not convinced that our state's going to be able to navigate. I'm not confident that our state can navigate all this red tape and everyone get their beak wet, which is what seems to have to happen in Chicago and Illinois politics for stuff to get done.
I'm actually a little uncomfortable today when I've been referred to as a sports betting or sports gambling expert because you're insinuating that I'm a winning sports bettor, so you better follow my picks. I just try to present the information and look at both sides. And I think that's what people are looking for. It's something I've thought a lot about today, and I voiced a little bit of it on Twitter. Is my number one concern with all of this is also, how does it change media? And that affects you, the listener.
What do you think is the biggest mistake that will be made? My guess is you're going to put a lot of former football players or just analysts out there, and they're going to be forced to make selections against the spread, and people will blindly follow those, and they can get into a little bit of trouble.
I agree. Joe, this is wonderful, man. The Early Odds Podcast, where can people find it?
iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. It's also posted on vsin.com.
Follow Joe on Twitter at Joe0670. Listen to him on the updates with Mully and Hanley every morning from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. He also hosts Hit and Run, which you can hear Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. until noon, or when the Cubs play in the afternoon, they run up until first pitch. Anything else? Is that it?
Think so.
I think that's all.
I do some writing on 670score.com. I'll have a piece, obviously, on this week.
That's what I'm talking about. That's Joe Ostrowski. Follow that man on Twitter at Joe0670. Why can't Ben Zobrist wear black shoes? We'll talk with Bruce Levine about that next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.